Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show, where we explore what you can experience in the state of Louisiana's oldest city. Welcome, everybody. Of course, today it's time to go to Natchitoches, Louisiana, the oldest settlement in the state. And today we are going to be looking at what you can experience in conjunction with National Park Week. National Park Week goes from April 20th through 28th. April 27th is Junior Ranger Day. So if you go to Cane River Creole National Historical Park, bring your kids and you can do the activities yourself too. It doesn't really matter what age. We're also going to touch on this because it's April 22nd is Earth Day. Arbor Day is April 26th. And then the Parks Trust, National Parks Trust, has Kids to Parks Day on May 18th. So as we always talk about, Natchitoches is home to the Cane River Creole National Heritage Area. Cane River Creole National Historical Park, but also the Cane River National Heritage Area. It is part of the El Camino Real de las Tejas National Historic Trail, which actually it's the end point of it. Also Fort St. Jean, I'm not saying this correctly, Baptiste State Historic Site. And I'm going to mispronounce something else just now. So I'm going to get Nicole back on the show. Nicole Connell is back from the Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau. And I encourage you to go to their website, natchitoches.com, NATCHITOCHES.com. All the links we talk about are in the show notes as always. So welcome back, Nicole. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is always fun. Is it Fort St. Jean or St. John? How do I pronounce this correctly?
Fort St. Jean Baptiste.
Ah, there it is. And okay, so out on the riverfront in your downtown, your beautiful historic downtown Natchitoches, you have Beaujardin Gardens. Did I do that right?
You did. Getting better.
I learned. You're helping me. You're helping me because it's, you know, you're a French settlement, right?
Yes, so, we are. We have a lot of names that take some practice, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, you know, Cane River Creole National Historic Park is a special place. Nancy and I, that's actually how we discovered Natchitoches at the beginning with our Love Your Parks tour was, oh, there's a historic park. And I think it was close to just being like 20 years young at that time. And now it's going to be, what, 30? It's heading towards middle age. but not quite there yet. But it's a very historic park, which is really unique because it's got two plantations, two separate sites, and each plantation has some significant buildings and history to really share. And so I encourage people to go out to Cane River Creole National Historic Park. And it's beautiful. Isn't it also part of the heritage byway, the scenic byway?
Yes.
To get there?
It is.
Yeah, it is. It is beautiful out there. So do you go out there quite a bit?
We do. We like to take visitors and our visiting riders out to Oakland because the grounds are so beautiful. And it's such an accurate representation of a farming plantation. They have close to 20 outbuildings that remain original that they maintain. And so it's just a really good look at a bicentennial farm.
Mm. They even have gas pumps there. Not that you can use them, I better say that.
Yes.
Right. So that's, and it's also a good excuse to visit the Cane River Commissary.
Yes, it is. Not far at all. Go out there and enjoy the Zydeco breakfast for sure.
Yeah, or lunch or whatever. It's good food out there, that's for sure. Yes. So that park, I mean, I think it was such an important thing for it to, I think its anniversary is in November, but such an important part of, you know, the history of Natchitoches, because I think the history is such a important thing. And that's why a lot of people come out. But at the same time, it's a natural, you know, area to visit too. It's beautiful out there.
It is. And, you know, when people, when you say plantation, they picture Gone with the Wind, massive type houses. And that's not what you see at Oakland or Magnolia. They're truly working farms and very representative of the time and not your fancy house in the movie scene. So it's a really great look at how these farms were run many years ago.
Mm. So it's the farms and then also the people's history. So Like on Oakland and Oakland Plantation, you have the plantation house. But when you go and the famous bottle garden,
Yes.
listen, the garden has wine bottles in the garden. Like that's important. You
Yes,
know,
it
we like
is.
that. It's,
Great way to reuse those empty bottles.
but it's a working farm. So the history, you know, dates way back, but all the way into like the kitchen tells you, you know, it's like the 60s or 70s, right? In the kitchen.
Yes, it is. They left it in the period in which the farm, the family farm, kind of dissipated in that area. Oakland was a working plantation until the late 60s. And so it's kind of just a freeze frame of that time period. You're not going to see probably the pieces that you would think of back in the late 1800s. It's, you know, just it's a good freeze frame shot of how it was leading until the time that they stopped farming in the area.
And then so you've got that and you've got sharecroppers. I know Mr. Elvin Shields, and I'll link a video in the show notes for everyone where he talks about his family's cabin, right? It's his family's sharecropping cabin that's on site as well. So
Yes.
that's something important to see and really learn the history of farm life. And then when we went to Melrose Plantation, which is said that like the blacksmith shop is supposed to be haunted. I'm just
Well,
saying.
there's lots of stories to be told at Melrose. It's a very interesting spot.
I meant Magnolia. Sorry, Magnolia Plantation.
Magnolia, yes. Magnolia.
Magnolia. And that's where you have the oldest, I think it's, isn't it the best kept slave cabins that were brick, because that was something unusual to see brick slave
Right.
cabins.
Right. And it still has a great image. The blacksmith shop is still there. There is a slave hospital there, a gin barn. So that's interesting.
And everyone, when you go there, you can take self-guided tours of this. And it is, like I said, a scenic drive to get there. And it's also a heritage highway, byway. And when you're there, you can take a self-guided, but they also do guided tours. So if you just go to the park website, then you know you can see whether or not you make time to go on one of the ones with the park rangers. And I recommend that. You learn so much when you have a park ranger taking you around and answering questions and you know really letting you know what went down, you know, at that time.
Yes. Yep. So, at Oakland in the store, you can find a wealth of information either from one of the park rangers that are in there or the displays that they have in there. So that's a great first stop when you get out to Oakland as well.
I agree. It's really a special place to go and visit. And then Melrose Plantation, which is part of the Cane River National Heritage Area, it's all connected, really, right? And that's also a national, it's on the National Register. Melrose Plantation, that was built, I was looking at, built back in 1796.
Yes.
Wow.
Melrose is maintained by the group. We around here refer to them as APHN. It's the Association for Preservation of Historic Natchitoches. So we have lots of organizations who really devote all of their time to maintaining the history and just the making sure that those places stay just as beautiful as the were as the way that you know they were when the families lived there. So lots of organizations come together to make sure that our history is preserved.
And with that, is that part of what's the Rock House, which is down on the riverfront too, Cane
Right.
River
So the
Lake?
Rock House is maintained by the Natchitoches Historic Foundation, so another great nonprofit organization who has devoted just an unheard of amount of time, resources, fundraising efforts to be sure that that building is saved. And they have a, we're excited about a grand opening that they have coming up. It flooded back in 2016 when the Red River flooded, the water backed up into Cane River and it actually got the bottom of the rock house wet, and did extensive damage. But the Historic Foundation has done a very tedious, very long-term, very costly project to be sure that that building is saved.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to have a rededication May the 9th at 2 o'clock. So open to the public. No tickets will be sold. Just everybody come out and you will be amazed at the restoration project they have done on the Rock House.
See, that's all this history. It's like around the corner from that. You've got, oh, we got to talk about the cemetery, the American cemetery. Talk about some, history. So those are, you can take a, go there yourself or take a walking tour with Scotty. Whatever is every first Friday, right?
Every first Friday, yes.
Take a walking tour, and then also you have I should bring up, speaking of walking tours, which is, I really think, get your walking shoes on for Natchitoches, because when you're doing the plantations, you're on foot, and then doing the downtown and taking the walking tour with the Cane River Heritage Area is a really good way to kind of get your bearings. I think those two things, and then going to the museum right near your office too, the Louisiana State Museum, which is connected to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, that would be another good way to get your bearings too for the history.
Yes, a great overview of the history of Natchitoches gives you a glimpse into all that our area has to offer. And then you may walk away from there learning about an area that you weren't familiar with before, and you want to check that out while you're here as well. So it's a great starting point.
And then you've got the fort. We've got to bring up the fort. Fort Saint Jean, Jean Fort.
John, Fort
I'm
Saint
gonna get
John Baptiste.
okay. Fort Saint Jean Baptiste, and this is really like a when we're thinking that Natchitoches was settled in 1714, right?
Right.
By Louis Giraud Saint Denis. Did I do that?
Yeah, close enough.
Well, I'm trying. It's like, welcome to Big Blend Radio while Lisa takes French class. But well, you've got to think. I mean, you've got such a diversity of culture. You've got French, Spanish, Native American, Creole, African. It's cool. That's what I love about going to Natchitoches. You've got all this history, but it's, when we talk about history, people go, oh gosh, not history and dragging me through museums. No, this is fun. It's fascinating. Natchitoches likes to celebrate. There's food, there's shopping, there's meat pies. Yeah, that's important. That's part of history too. So there's a lot of good fun stuff. But going to the fort, I think, when we talk about Kids in Parks Day, just for kids, they've done this whole recreation of what the fort was like back in the day. I mean, what soldiers, how they slept and how they got fed. I'm sorry, but it that really looks like a miserable life. I'm just saying.
Well,
Wouldn't you?
they have interesting programs, lots of interesting programs that they do at the fort. One that I found particularly interesting was we got to make candles. So
Well, that's cool.
always get to I don't want to say that there's always hands-on learning, but a lot of times if you catch their programs, it's so hands-on that you forget that you're in the midst of a history lesson.
That's exactly what I was talking about. That, that there's good stuff and fun stuff, and the fort, I mean, they've done an outstanding job there, and it's definitely a place you want to go, and it's also a significant point on the El Camino Real de los Tejas, a National Historic Trail, and all these sites are, and there's other forts right outside Natchitoches to visit. That trail was like a royal road, and it goes from Mexico, especially around all around San Antonio, and Nancy and I were just through that. We did parts of the trail. We were very, proud of ourselves. We're like, we've gone from here to there, But this trail is, it's really fascinating again with all the different cultural sites. And when it, this is also part of Louisiana No Man's Land. We don't want to forget about that either.
Yes.
So that's also part of the history when there was no law and order for what, 3 years? No law and order?
Here's, yes.
Sounds party. See,
Yes.
that's why it's a party place.
Yes.
So that's another place to visit. So a lot of history. And the one thing I did want to touch on was some of the natural part of it. All of what we're talking about is beautiful. You've got also Kisatchee National Forest not far from you. So that's another thing to do when you think about getting out into parks. But The other thing too is Earth Day is coming up, and what I heard is Louisiana as a state has a whole initiative right at the same time as National Park Week from April 20th through 28th.
Yes, so that week is significant here in Louisiana. We refer to it as Love the Boot Week. It's a week that they put emphasis on litter abatement, cleanup efforts, and they really do a good push of reminding people why they shouldn't litter. This year's theme is Let Louisiana Shine, and they're going to have lots of activities related to litter cleanup. And sorry about that. They have the fort that we were talking about. They are doing a cleanup effort there on the 20th from 9 to noon. So just another cool way to get involved at the fort and be able to see the things that they have up there, but also do your part to help clean up our beautiful city. So they're going to have all this stuff available to them that's needed for the cleanup, and they'll do a good bit of cleanup in and around the fort, in and around the riverbank area. So, just their way of giving back to the cleanup efforts.
And speaking of nature too, Briarwood, this is a special place for folks to go to, Briarwood Nature Preserve. This is the site of Carolyn Dorman, who is an amazing woman who really helped in making Coosatchee National Forest a national forest, and just an amazing story. She was an artist, a writer, a teacher, and if she could save trees by chaining herself to them, I think she would. But her property, they're having a party. I told you they like to party in Natchitoches. April 20th is a their annual spring picnic, the Iris annual spring picnic, and they have iris blooming all over there, all kinds of wildflowers, and they've got the big old grandpappy tree. And so this is another event folks can go to right away.
Yes, so they have events starting on the 20th at 9 o'clock. They'll have different presentations throughout the day. They'll have walking tours. They'll have golf cart tours. They're going to have lunch. And of course, you can't go to an event in Louisiana without getting good food and good music. So they're going to have live music as well. And then you'll be able to walk it off with the afternoon walking tours that they're going to do. So lots of events planned throughout the day. It's a great time to get out to Briarwood. The irises are blooming, and Bailey Brose and her family does a great job of maintaining that area. Carolyn, it's very cool that Carolyn Dorman was the first woman who ever worked for the Forestry Service, and now her legacy is being maintained by a female and her family. So I think it's really a full circle moment to go out there and check it out.
I love it. I love it. Also, when we think about Earth Day, this is all part of it. We talked about the elk. I just want to kind of backtrack a little bit about some of the events. We were touching on Melrose Plantation, and so this is a significant event because they're celebrating 50 years of their Arts and Crafts Festival the same weekend, April 20th through 21st.
Yes, so really proud of the fact that this is the 50th year for that. You don't see very many festivals stand the test of time and do 50 years. It's on the grounds. You can do shopping. Local artists will cover the grounds and have some great items for sale. But you can also tour the home and take one of the walking tours to really learn the history of that area as well.
The other thing too is we were talking about the El Camino Real de los Tejas National Historic Trail, and one of the ways to do it this year is to do the sail on the trail, right? That's what coming up at the beginning of May.
Yes, it's the first weekend of May.
Okay, so tell everybody what to expect for that.
So we in our region is the Caddo region, and it stretches from Nacogdoches, Texas to Natchitoches. And all along what is Highway 6 here in Natchitoches and the surrounding areas, all the way to the state line, you'll find people having yard sales. You'll have businesses having special events, food vendors, activities for the kids. So Just about everything you could imagine you'll find for sale on the trail.
Very fun. That's a cool way to go, you know?
It is
And
lots of fun. And if you're if anybody's interested in being a vendor but does not live on the trail, they can contact their local tourism office. We have information in-house here about some people that are willing to share spots. So don't let the fact that you don't live on the trail deter you from participating for sure.
So as we keep moving on, right, in the events, so you got the Love the Boot, and you know, as visitors going to a region to get involved in cleanups and things like that, it's a, just a really cool way to be part of the community, and have an authentic experience and just be part of it. Because when we are visitors in a region, we are temporarily residents, right? So it's like keeping, you know, being part of where you are, and you'll meet people, and it'll be fun to do, you know, all those kinds of things as well. But one thing that is new that's happening also in Natchitoches, and Nancy and I have had the opportunity to visit it, is the Texas and Pacific Railroad Railway Depot that's going to be opening soon. But this brings in African American history, more African American history in the Natchitoches. In fact, it's part of a trail as well, I believe, an African American Black History Trail that is for the state. And this is going to be part of the Cane River National Historical Park, the National Park Service, right? And also part of what the Cane River National Heritage Area does, right?
It is the train depot is going to house the headquarters for the Cane River Creole National Historical Park. It is also going to serve as a visitor center for that national park, as well as there is a marker that's already on site that is we were the 13th marker on the civil rights trail that the Lieutenant Governor's office has done. So the main museum is in New Orleans, and hopefully in the near future, they will be offering tours that will go from the museum throughout the state and stop at the different civil rights markers. And so you get to travel the state as well as learn about the civil rights trail that so many sacrificed their way through.
This is cool. This is cool. It's a beautiful building. I mean, that's a nice depot,
It
you
is. It is.
know?
Well, it was operational until around 65. It sat empty from 82 to just last year. Another beautiful restoration project here in Natchitoches. And the building is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I was looking at it again. Yeah, it is. It's really, I'm just looking at how so many, I mean, to me, I think what makes all this history so interesting is how you're such a crossroads of history, even because, you know, Cane River Lake at one point was the Red River, right? Am I
Yes,
getting my river struck?
was part of Red River, became an oxbow, was dammed up on both ends, and we now have a 34-mile long lake.
That's amazing, right? So, wow. And then you've got, you know, here's the railroad, and then you've got these royal roads, these historic roads. You've got the Jefferson Highway, speaking of that. And
Yes.
think about it, the tourists camped out. Like, they would drive from Winnipeg, Canada, down to New Orleans, stop in Natchitoches, and camp, car camp, basically.
Yes,
They're
and
like our first car campers.
they were offered free gas along the way if they were traveling. So I wish somebody would bring that part of travel back.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's amazing what they were doing. So,
Lots of history that you learn along the way of the Jefferson Highway. We have a spot here in town that was a bait shop that Johnny Cash and Johnny Gorton had. So you learn
that's cool.
tidbits along the way.
Yeah, I know that the Jefferson Highway Conference is actually going to be happening, you know, in after, yeah, April. Well, you guys are doing the sociability run too. So a lot of people going to the conference, which is in Alexandria, Pineville region,
Yes.
central Louisiana, not far from you. But so everyone, you can check out jeffersonhighway.org for that. But there's a sociability caravan run that they're going to be doing through Natchitoches, right? So people can
There is.
experience all that.
We're dedicating a new marker on the 23rd for the Jefferson Highway at our new Jefferson Park here in town, which is located next door to the fort. So you can check out a Jefferson Highway marker, learn about it, and check out the fort while you're there.
Sounds good. A lot going on. Man, every time we get together, I'm like, geez, do you guys ever sleep?
No. No, we are full of activity here in Natchitoches.
Well, I do have to say you got a lot of nice bed and breakfasts and hotels for people to stay in too.
And
You know,
great
the benefit.
places to eat, so
Yeah, and a lot of good food, everybody. Yeah, get ready for that. And so, can't wait to chat with you next month to get. I mean, you've got all kinds of festivals happening. You guys are going to be in full swing. So,
We are all looking for the weekend after the sale on the trail. So after we go out and buy a bunch of treasures, we have the Jazz Fest. So we're super excited about that, May 10th and 11th. So that's going to be a big deal.
yeah.
I think they have over 40 performers throughout the weekend. So really looking forward to that.
So everyone, the best thing to do for all these events we're talking about is to go to Natchitoches.com. Again, the link is in the show notes. It's Natchitoches.com. It's how it's spelled and how we say it are two different things, just like everything else I try to pronounce. But I can say Natchitoches. I learned that real quick. Yeah, you know. So I, you know what? Just talking to you makes somehow. I know it's a little later for me where we are. But it's almost 4 o'clock here, and somehow I just suddenly felt like I need to have an Abita beer and a meat pie.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
just saying.
we have that. We have that. We also have our Flying Heart Brewery, so it doesn't
Oh,
better than a beer
ooh.
out of the tap.
That's a new brewery, right? Is that where that the
It's
older one?
a new name. It was Cane River Brewery
Mm-hmm.
until recently, and it's part of the Flying Heart Brewery now. But still great beer straight out of the tap, so.
Okay, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm all excited. And then, oh, speaking of that, the waterways. So, you know, we're talking about parks and history and everything, but you know what is really cool is to go on a boat tour of Cane River Lake. And that's happening again, right?
Yes, Captain Paul has the Cane River Queen running again, making trips up and down the river. And probably the best part about it, other than the view and the occasional alligator, is the wealth of knowledge that Captain Paul has about the Cane River, the area, and the spots that you see along the river.
I agree. I agree. It's just such a, again, another fun way to understand a region, and it's another fun way to learn about, you know, the region's history, you know, especially, you know, for kids, keep it fun, you know.
Yeah,
And
it's fun to watch the kids on the boat for sure.
oh yeah, they get to, oh, he let a young man get up there and steer and be the captain for a little bit, which was cool, you know.
Yes, they thoroughly enjoy it. He makes sure they have a great time.
Oh, very fun. Very fun. Well, listen, have a wonderful Earth Day. Happy National Parks Week. Don't forget to get your Junior Ranger badge and enjoy the week of celebrations and help out at, you know, help out during the 20th and 28th and keep Louisiana beautiful and shiny. I love the boot, everybody. So again, Natchitoches.com. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on our Big Blend Radio Go to Natchitoches show. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com and plan your adventure in Natchitoches. Go to Natchitoches.com. That is Natchitoches.com, Natchitoches.com.